Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party you register? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or Nephew?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best is to write how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Missouri State Legislature, and local?
I will vote.
Sorry?
I will vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote mail ballot or a vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote.
I already have a mail-in ballot.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. You will now be given some lists of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richard Del Toro, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very, very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Linda Bartz?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Ken Mascara?
Somewhat favorable.
Kathy Townsend?
Somewhat favorable.
And Keith Pearson?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Make it very.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
He was appointed by DeSantis.
I'm sorry?
He was appointed by Governor DeSantis.
Just recording this. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
He's the chief of police of Port Kent, Missouri.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Lucie Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Linda Bartz.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Linda Bartz?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audrey Macon?
Kathy Townsend.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for
definitely.
Kathy Townsend?
Definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
I'm not sure what party Michael DeFrancesco is.
So you were right. And if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Is Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
Can you tell me what party Michael DeFrancesco is? Is he a Republican?
Let me confirm. Pre- Preston. It is... I'm not pretty sure, sir, if he is Republican or
Democrat. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure then. He's a Democrat?
That's okay. No, I'm not sure, sir. I will lie
to
you.
I'm not sure.
And
I'm
you
not sure who I would vote.
Okay.
I'm not sure who I would vote for then.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as San Lucie County Sheriff?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer,
something
else,
something
or haven't seen, read, or
heard. I got something in the mail.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the elections for San Luis County Sheriff?
Neither.
If it made no difference, you could...
It makes no difference.
From the following list... Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Luis County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything...
From everybody, and it makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Moderate, sorry. And what is your main racial background? White or Caucasian, Asian or Asian American, African American or black, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. Have a great evening.
But
I appreciate your opinion.